世界各处人都争相来朝见这个所罗门王。
And the people around the world will come to just to see this king of Solomon.
要听他智慧的话。
Want to listen to his words of wisdom.
南方的示巴女王呢，更是惊讶。
Even the queen from the south was amazed.
她说：“人告诉我的还不到一半呢。”
She, after listening to him, she said, "You know what I heard about you was just not even half of what I actually hear from you."
后来真是可惜。
And unfortunately,
所罗门王他到了晚年呢，他荒唐而且淫乱。
King Solomon fell at his old age.
又到处祭拜偶像。
And he worshipped idols.
他离弃了神。
He forsake God.
失去了神的同在。
And therefore he lost the presence of the Lord.
他死了以后。
After he passed away.
王朝就被分裂成为南北两国。
His kingdom was divided into two.
北国呢称为以色列。
And the northern kingdom is called Israel.
在主前721年，他就被亚述王所灭亡。
And it was destroyed 721 BC.
南国呢就称为犹大。
And the southern kingdom was called Judah.
在主前587年呢，那个犹大遭到巴比伦的蹂躏。
And the kingdom of Judah was taken captive in 587 BC.
大部分的犹太人都离开了这块土地。
Therefore, most Jews were captivated.
继续到外邦去。
And they were taken to foreign lands.
另外呢，少部分的人就被掳到巴比伦。
And their few were taken to the city Babylon.
这少部分的人都是精英的分子。
And they were the best among Jews.
他们是将来犹大社会复兴的推动者。
And also they later became the motivators for the rebuild of the city.
正如先知所说的。
Just as prophesied by one of the prophets.
只有极少数的人渔民仍住在犹大地。
Only a few people remain in the land of Judah.
那时圣殿已经被毁掉了。
At the time, the temple has been destroyed.
城墙也破了。
And the wall has been torn down.
犹大地在整个的生活已经瓦解。
And the entire living on that land was destroyed.
犹大人被分散在列国的中心之中。
And most of the Jews scattered among all nations.
正如摩西在生命记里揭示的一样。
And it was just as what Moses said in his book.
至于在巴比伦的被掳者呢。
And among those who were captivated.
他们仍然有相当的自由。
And those who were brought back to Babylon, they still had certain degree of freedom.
犹大本国某些制度仍得保留。
And some of the systems belong to their culture remain intact.
被掳的百姓在当地也享有相当的自由。
Captivated Jews still had certain degree of freedom in the foreign land.
那犹太人甚至获准住在美好的肥沃的土地上。
They even were allowed to live on good and fat land.
许多人住在沿岸或靠近加巴鲁河的附近。
Such as all those good parcels by the sea or by the rivers.
故此他们有丰富的土地。
Therefore, they have very productive pieces of land.
然而他们被掳是神的惩罚。
However, being captivated was the discipline and punishment from God.
无论如何呢，被逐出家园那是莫大的耻辱。
It was such a sad story and such a shame to them to be captivated by foreigners.
这个时候呢，神就不断地借先知的信息和预言来呼唤。
And during that period of time, through prophets, God continued to call them.
来挽回，来激励犹太人。
Continued to encourage them, to want to bring them back.
先知就宣称耶和华是独一无二的主宰。
And one of the prophets proclaimed that God, the Lord God, is the only God.
高于列国。
Above all nations.
当然也包括巴比伦的神在内。
Of course, above all the idols and gods in the foreign land, Babylon.
世界的历史掌握在神的手中。
And the history of the world was still in the hand of God.
他不久就要召他的选民回家。
And before long, he shall take his people home.
巴比伦只不过是借他的惩罚和炼尽其子民的工具。
Babylon was nothing but a tool in God's hand to discipline and purify his people.
耶利米他预言70年后
Prophet Jeremiah prophesied after 70 years
被掳的百姓将可归回
Captivated Jews shall return home
那时巴比伦便会遭受到审判
Also there will be the time city Babylon will be judged
出埃及拯救呢，将要再次的出现。
The Savior, like Exodus, shall appear again for Jews.
以色列要再度的复振兴。
And Israel will return, will be restored.
神要建立他的王业。
And God will continue His kingship among them.
治理一个新的统一的以色列。
And to have a new and united Jews.
而且把列邦都包括在内。
And that will include all nations.
万国要承认耶和华是神。
At the time, all nations shall acknowledge that Lord is God.
普世的神权统治便可实现。
And the worldwide kingship of God shall appear.
这在犹大人的心中是何等美好的盼望。
Therefore, to Jews, that was such a wonderful hope.
在这些先知的信息的鼓励下呢。
And therefore, with the encouragement of these prophets,
一个新的社会已经开始出现。
A new community appeared.
那被掳的犹太人既然认定他们的遭遇乃是因犯罪和末世律法所招致的。
Since Jews, they realized all the experience they had was a punishment from God because they ignored the law of the Lord.
便从他们中间开始除去偶像。
Therefore, they started to get rid of their idols.
又特别强调律法，遵守律法。
And emphasized the importance to comply with God's law.
他们因为没有圣殿
because they were without temple,
便开始建造会堂
they started build synagogues,
守安息日
and they keep Sabbath,
和其他节日
as well as many other festivals,
教导律法
they teach their people God's law,
而且严格的遵守
and they follow it strictly,
这些逐渐成为犹太人的标记
and gradually this becomes a sign of Jews,
同时他们也记录下神所说的话。
They also record vividly what God had done among them.
并且把国家民族历史收集起来。
As well as their history.
逐渐编成日后旧约的圣经。
And that has become the basis for the Old Testament.
在主前539年。
And in 539 BC.
犹太人的盼望似乎露出了曙光。
And there's some light appear at the end of the tunnel.
这一年庞大的巴比伦帝国终于倾倒
because the great kingdom of Babylon collapsed.
但是要起的是波斯王国
and what took its place was the kingdom of Persia.
在巴比伦为奴的犹大人呢，他就随即转由波斯人来管理
and therefore they were under the ruling of Persian king.
那波斯王古列元年呢
and in the very first year of Cyrus king of Persia.
这是主前538年
which is 538 BC
古列的心受到耶和华的鼓励
that King Cyrus was motivated by God
他采取宽大的政策
and therefore he had this generous policy for his people
下谕容许犹太人归回祖国并且重建圣殿
he allowed Jews to return home to rebuild their temple
这个时候呢相距犹太人第一次被掳的时候大约是七十年
That's exactly about 70 years from the first time they were captivated.
论到这个古列呢
And talking about this King Cyrus,
以赛亚曾经预言他是神的工具
Prophet Isaiah has talked about that he would become a tool in the hand of God.
用以达成重建耶路撒冷的目的
In order to achieve the purpose of reestablishing the city of Jerusalem.
至于这个使命
And this mission,
甚至连古列自己他都不知道
even the king himself was not aware of it
他只是不知不觉地成为神的工具
just without knowing he became a tool in the hand of God
古列的谕令
and he had made a decree
掀起了犹太第一次的回归
and enable the first return of Jews
由那个色巴撒为首领
and they were led by this person whose name is Sabasa
向耶路撒冷进进发
they marched toward Jerusalem.
但是呢，这次的回归的人数不多。
However, in this first return, there weren't many people.
因为有不少的犹太人已经在那个巴比伦生根。
Because there were so many Jews, they were so used to living in Babylon.
所以除了最近前的少数的人以外呢
，there were only those who are most godly.
许多人只是愿意在金钱上协助重建圣殿。
Will return, and the other were just willing to support financially.
却不愿意回归祖国。
But they will not want to go back to the land.
另外有一个领袖所罗巴伯他带领第二批的犹太人回归。
And there was another leader, his name is Zuzabar.
并且领导犹太人重建圣殿的工作。
And in order to lead Jews to re-establish the city of Jerusalem.
但是建殿的工程并不顺利。
And the temple, however, that project was very hard to carry out.
因为外邦人和仇敌的阻挠。
Because there were enemies around them.
圣殿重建它停顿了16年。
And in the entire progress, they stopped for 16 years.
这么一停顿呢，这个犹太人就又懒散起来了。
And after that stoppage, they became lazy.
神就兴起先知哈该和撒加利亚。
Therefore, God raised other prophets.
说话来激动人心。
Zechariah to encourage them with the words of God.
于是犹太百姓不顾一切环境上的难处。
Therefore, despite the difficulty in their surrounding environments,
他们积极地重建圣殿。
Jews started the construction again aggressively.
终于四年的时间完成。
Finally, they finished the construction in 4 years.
那个时候是在主前516年。
That was 516 BC.
那恰好是耶利米预言被掳后的70年。
And that was about 70 years from the prophecy of Jeremiah.
时间有限，那我呢就在这边说这么一点大概。
And because I'm limited by time, so I can only share with you these major points.
主的恩典实在无穷
，because God's grace is infinite。
愿弟兄姐妹靠着神的恩典，亲自来翻阅这个旧约的以斯拉记。
And I pray that by the grace of God, you will study this book yourself too。
我们一生信神的过程，岂不是也像犹太人一样吗
？And you'll find many similar points in your life when we follow the Lord。
忽高忽低
，sometimes we're at the peak, sometimes we're at the valley。
一个时候爱神。一个时候又去爱世界。
And there are times we love the Lord so much, but there are also times we love the world so much.
拜偶像惹神愤怒。
We'll worship things of this world and make God angry.
在教会荒凉的时候呢
？In the time of desolation in God's church.
但愿我们读以斯拉记。
When we read this book, Ezra.
都能够被神的灵感动。
May our heart be moved by His Spirit.
一同来建造神属灵的宫殿。
That we'll rise up and build up the spiritual temple of God together.
赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
谢谢父姊妹为我们做这段历史的回顾。
We appreciate what Sister Fu did for us, the review of this book.
我记得在初中的时候修一堂这个历史课。
I remember when I was in junior high, I had this course history.
那有一次老师发考卷。
One time the teacher gave us test sheets.
那特别。把我叫到台上
，and especially she called me forward。
我以为她要好好表扬我一下
，and I thought she was about to praise me。
结果考卷拿回来，发现只有个位数。
Yet the problem is the only score less than 10%。
到底什么是被掳呢
？What is captivation？
神在圣经里面一直讲到被掳的要归回。
And continuously in the Bible, God said those who are captivated shall return.
被掳是说到我们从神他对我们原初的心意上，我们失落了。
Being captivated means we have been fallen from God's original purpose for us.
从那个尊贵荣耀的地位，我们失落了。
We have fallen from the glorious and honorable position God has put for us.
原本我们在基督里面应该是自由的。
Originally, when we are in Christ, we are completely free.
但是多少时候，神的儿女受到了辖制。
But so many times you see children of God fall into all kinds of bondages.
失去了自由。
And lost their freedom.
失去了荣耀。
Lost the glory.
在一个被掳的光景中
，They fall into a condition of being captivated.
神在这里呼召他的儿女要回来。
God continues to call his children, come back.
刚刚我们唱过那首诗歌，回家吧，回家吧。
Like the song we sang earlier, come home, come home.
在路加福音15章特别说到那个小儿子在外面流荡。
In Luke 15, it recorded about the prodigal son.
是他自己要出去的。
That second son.Desire to go out himself.
他拿了家产出去，把他都花光了。
He got his portion of inheritance and he spent them all.
什么吃的都没有。
To a point that he lost even the money to have food.
和猪在那里抢那个豆荚。
He ended up fighting with pigs for food.
在那样一个可怜的光景，忽然他醒悟过来。
And in that pitiful condition, suddenly he woke up.
他想到在父的家里面，岂不是都是那么丰富吗
？He came to the realization, isn't there abundance in my father's house?
他想到要回家了。
He thought about that I should go home.
他只想到说回去做一个雇工，也比现在光景要好得多。
And his plan man would just go home to be a wolf man. That would be better than fighting with pigs.
弟兄姊妹，那是一个个人的归回。
But that was just an individual return.
他回来了。
After he returned,
他恢复和父亲之间的关系。
He restored his relationship with his father.
父亲慈爱的膀臂向他伸张。
And the loving arms of the father opened wide toward him.
一点都没有嫌他在猪圈里面打滚的臭味。
He never, the father never despised him because he smelled.
赶快把那个好的袍子给他披上。
Instead, he covered him with beautiful robes.
连连和他亲嘴。
And he kissed him again and again.
父亲的爱。
That is the father's love.
显在他的接纳和挽回。
It's revealed through his complete acceptance.
所以我们知道个人的归回是非常的重要。
Therefore, we know it is very important for individuals to return to God.
但是刚刚姊妹跟我们交通到以斯拉记。
But what our sister was sharing here, the book of Ezra.
他特别讲到以色列百姓的归回。
It talks about the coming home of Israel entirely.
那他们的被掳是整体的被掳。
Because they were taken captive as a whole.
整个国家被掳了。
Entire nation was captivated.
神的心意原本是在他子民的身上。
And God's purpose was originally for his people.
但是我们要来看为什么他们被掳了。
So we need to study why God's people were captivated in the first place.
神在他们身上要做怎么样的工作。
And what kind of work God desired to work upon them.
那神怎么样呼召他们回家。
And how God called them home.
这是一个团体的归回。
And that is a corporate return.
我们刚刚讲到个人的归回重在我们恢复和神之间的关系。
And the return Turning to God individually, emphasize on our relationship with Him.
那团体的归回，神要得着他一个恢复的见证。
And for corporate return, God desires to establish a corporate testimony.
我想这两方面都是非常的重要。
And these two are very important.
我们来读一下历代志下。
Let's read the book of Second Chronicles.
36章19节到第21节。
Chapter 36, verse 19 to 21，
请我们一起来读。
Let us read the passage together.
加勒底人焚烧神的殿，拆毁耶路撒冷的城墙，用火烧了城里的宫殿，毁坏了城里宝贵的器皿。凡脱离刀剑的加勒底王，都掳到巴比伦去，做他和他子孙的仆婢，直到波斯国兴起来。这就应验耶和华借耶利米口所说的话，地享受安息，因为地土荒凉，便守安息，直满了70年。那这段圣经告诉我们以色列百姓他们被掳的情形。
In this passage, we see the condition of Jews when they were captivated.
加勒底人焚烧神的殿。
Their enemies set fire to God's temple.
他们拆毁耶路撒冷的城墙。
And broke down the wall of Jerusalem.
今天我们看见整个人类的光景。
Look at the condition of entire humankind.
实在是从神创造人那荣耀心意中已经失落了。
Yes, indeed, we have been fallen from God's glorious purpose for us.
当我们读圣经在旧约里面在3000多年前描写在加勒底在迦南地这些人犯罪的情形。
And you look at the sinful condition of people 3,000 years ago in the land of Canaan.
哎，我们读的都觉得非常的可怕。
And you feel it's a very dreadful condition they were in.
但是看看今天的社会。
However, you look around today.
好像科技非常的进步。
Yes, we are so advanced in our technology development.
但是多少人所发生可怕的情形依然在那里出现。
However, similar dreadful condition of men reappear.
很多时候还比以前更加的可怕。
Sometimes it's worse than before.
前几天我们看报纸，看见一个为了抢一个人的这个孩子。
Not many days ago, we read on the newspaper how a person tried to rob a person of his son.
把他这个怀孕的母亲的肚子剖开，把这里婴孩抢走。
In order to get the fetus, they will cut open the mother's womb in order to get the baby out.
当我们看着说，人怎么会变成这个样子
？And you'll be so amazed. How could men do that?
好像我们没有办法想象。
It's like beyond our imagination.
人怎么会败坏堕落到这个地步
？How could a man be so wicked?
我想多少的人，他们真的活在一个被掳的光景。
And I believe because men living in a condition that's been captivated from God,
没有办法胜过自己。
They cannot overcome them even themselves.
在辖制的里面
，They live in bondages.
一点自由都没有。
They have no freedom.
弟兄姊妹，其实我们虽然也许我们也信主了。
Brothers and sisters, we may have believed in the Lord.
在主里面，我们应该是最自由的。
Supposedly, we should be most free in the Lord.
但是还是有很多时候，我们在被掳的光景中。
However, many times we find ourselves in the condition of being captivated.
今天仇敌用他的伎俩，就是要把神的儿女掳掠去。
And the sole purpose of our enemy is to captivate God's children.
我们在读哥林多前书时候，保罗讲到说：“凡事我都可行，但我不受他的辖制。”
As Paul said in 1 Corinthians.That I can do all things, but I will not be bound up by him.
所以保罗是一个自由的人。
Therefore, Paul was a free man.
他不受这些事情的辖制。
He was not affected by all these things around him.
但是很多时候对我们来讲，常常也觉得好像不容易。
But many times we find that it wasn't easy for us.
不但世界上的人，他们多少时候被掳。
Not only worldly people, they were in the captivated condition.
有时候我们看见神的儿女。
Many times when we look at children of God.
好像也被这个世界在那里抓住。
We were as well captivated by this world.
世界有许多的吸引。
There are so many things attracting us.
好像有很多的好处。
And there seem to be so many benefits the world is offering.
其实当我们每一次在做这个决定的时候。
Every time when we have to make a determination.
到底我要拣选神呢？还是我要拣选这个世界？
To make a choice whether I choose God on this matter or I will choose world on this matter.
今天我要留在家里呢，还是我应该来聚会？
For example, should I stay home today or should I go to God's house?
我的才能应该为主来用呢，还是我全然的为这个世界去使用？
Should I use my talent for God or for this world?
多少时候我们的能力被世界掳去了？
And many times our talents were used.And captivated by this world.
我们的时间被世界掳去了。
Our time is captivated by this world.
弟兄姊妹，有多少被掳的光景？
And there are so many of us falling into this captivated condition.
有些人，他们为了得到抽烟的自由。
Some people in order to retain, to keep the freedom of smoking.
他就是我要有自由。
He or she may claim, I want to have this freedom.
但是过了一阵子，他发现说他没有抽烟的自由。
However, pretty soon he or she will realize that they do not have the freedom not to smoke.
被辖制了。
Because they have fallen into the bondage.
被掳去了。
They have been captured.
我们无论今天我们有在任何一个情况是被掳的，我们都需要回来。
And it doesn't matter what kind of condition we may be falling into as a captive, we need to return.
我们需要回转。
We need to turn back.
神在这里等着我们。
Because God is waiting.
一直说回家吧，回家吧。
God keeps on calling us, come back, come home.
爱的膀臂不断地向我们伸张。
And He opened wide His loving arm toward us.
其实每一个个人都需要回转。
Therefore, every individual needs to return.
每一个时候我们回转，我们就发现我们的神正在这里等待我们。
And every time when we return, we realize that God is waiting for us.
那在这段圣经里面，他特别讲到以色列百姓的回转。
And in this passage, it talks about specifically the returning of Israel.
他们需要回转。
They needed to return.
他们要经过70年的时间。
They had to go through the 70 years.
这是耶利米的预言。
And that was the prophecy by Jeremiah.
神知道。
And God knew.
他借着他们的被掳，他要做工在这些子民身上。
Through this time, he could work upon his people.
时候到了，他们要回来。
And when the time has come to an end, his people shall return.
神有工作要做在他们身上。
Because on them, God had work.
在这边我们看见这些人，他们被掳去做奴隶。
And here we saw how Israelites were captivated as slaves.
失去了他们的自由。
They lost their freedom.
那第二个呢，看见说加勒底人焚烧神的殿。
And secondly, we saw how their enemies set fire to God's temple.
神的殿是敬拜的地方。
Temple of God is the place of worship.
神的殿是神的儿女祷告的地方。
And that's the place of children's prayer.
但是今天多少时候我们看见在教会里面失去了真实的敬拜。
And therefore we see many times in God's church today, they have lost the true worship for God.
仇敌把神的殿焚烧了。
Because enemy has set fire on the temple.
祭坛没有了。
You see no altar.
今天没有人在那里好像能够把自己经过十架来到神的面前。
You don't see people offer themselves completely to God through the work of Christ anymore.
保罗他讲他不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And Paul, the Bible says, I know nothing but Christ and Him crucified.
但是今天教会那么少传讲钉十字架的基督。
However, you don't hear that being preached often today in God's church.
哦，城墙 被毁了。
The wall has been torn down.
到底什么是城墙的意义呢？
What is the significance of wall?
城墙说到一个见证。
It talks about a testimony.
当人看到这个城墙。
When people see the wall of the city.
认识这个城的伟大。
They realize how great the city is.
城墙也说到一个分别。
It also talks about a division.
今天仇敌他能够那么自由的好像进进出出到神的家里面。
Nowadays, enemies can come in and out of the house of God so freely.
因为仇敌把城墙拆毁了。
Because they have torn down the wall of God's house.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看见这些光景。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when we see that kind of condition.
我们需要回到神的面前。
We need to come back to our God.
哦，这个被掳的情况是何等的可怕。
How dreadful it is to see God's children being captivated.
什么时候当我们为着神的家为着他的教会祷告。
Whenever we pray specifically for his house, his church.
有时候我们流泪。
Many times we will be in tears.
我有时候我们要感受到我们神他心里的痛苦。
And many times we will feel the greed in the heart of our God.
主耶稣讲说，我为我的殿心里焦急如同火烧。
And just like Jesus says, my heart is on fire for the temple of God.
他说看见的不是一个外面物质的殿。
He was not talking about the external building.
他看见他的家，他的教会。
But he saw his house, his church.
当圣殿被火焚烧了。
When the temple was set fire.
城墙被拆毁了。
When the wall of the city was torn down.
真实的敬拜好像失去了。
And God lost the true worship by his people.
有许多的工作不过是外面的。
And even though there are a lot of works going on, but they are all outwardly.
有许多时候不过是仁义的在那里做一些事情。
And they are just by the hands of men, not from God.
真实的敬拜在哪里呢？
Where is the true worship?
我想神在这里，他看见他的百姓。
And God saw his own people.
他在那里等候。
He waited.
他实在是盼望他的家，他的教会能够归回。
His desire to see his people, his home, his church return to him.
所以一面我们看见个人的归回。
On one hand, we saw the importance of individual return.
另外我们也看见团体的归回。
On the other hand, we also see the importance of the corporate return.
团体的归回是那么的重要。
And the latter one is so important.
每一个都是宝贵的。
Because every individual is important and precious.
今天有十个儿女，若是都失落了。
If God has 10 children and all of them fell apart.
如果有一个回来了。
And but if one returns.
一个虽然是个人。
Even though that's an individual return.
的确我们的神他会那样的欢喜。
Indeed, God rejoices for that one return.
但是那个欢喜没有办法满足。
However, his heart will not be fully satisfied.
因为还有九个没有归回。
Because there are still 9 out there, not back yet.
今天如果有九个归回了。
And today if 9 has returned.
但是若是还有一个没有回来。
If one still remains outside.
我们神的心仍然是没有办法满足。
God's heart is still not satisfied.
他要得着每一个儿女都归回。
Because he desires for every child of his to come back.
只有一只羊在外面。
As long as there's one sheep still outside.
我们的主的心他不满足。
God's heart is not satisfied.
他要出去把它寻回来。
He will go out and find it.
所以我们看见说团体的归回是那么重要。
So we know the importance to have return as entirely.
神所要做的在教会中的见证。
And the testimony God desired to finish.
是一个团体的见证。
It's a corporate testimony.
但是我们知道若没有我们个人的归回。
But we all know without individual testimony.
我们也很难看见有一个团体的归回。
It's not likely to have corporate testimony.
所以我们需要回转到主面前。
Therefore, individually we need to return to the Lord.
回家吧。
Come home. Come home.
什么时候我们一回转。
Whenever we turn back.
真的我们的主他在这里正在等我们。
You realize God is just there waiting for you.
不晓得你有没有发现过？
Have you ever noticed?
当你一回头，好像主就在这里。
You just a simple return of your heart, you find the Lord right there.
其实他从来没有离开我们。
Because God never departs from us.
当我们想到那个小儿子流荡远离出去。
Whenever you thought about the prodigal son.
当他一回来。
When he returned,
这老父亲远远的就看见他。
This old father saw him in the distance.
好像这个老父亲他一直在那里等候。
It's like he has been waiting the whole time.
就在等他这个儿子回来。
He was waiting the whole time for his son to return.
曾经有一个人的孩子，他也是出去 流荡了。
Once there was this person, he had this son that wandered away.
那这个孩子在外面大概有一年的时间。
For about a year long.
他做了多少的坏事情。
And this child has done so many things wrong.
同样到了一个地步，走投无路了。
He really had no choice.
他必须要回来。
He had to go home.
他趁着在一天在很晚的时候。
And one day he finally returned home at very late hours.
他觉得很不好意思，但他想说，我是不是就偷偷的溜回去。
He was so embarrassed to return home, so he tried to sneak back in.
好像假装没有这些他到外面流荡的事情一样。
He tried to pretend nothing bad has ever happened.
那天他回家的时候，哎，看见门没有关好。
And when he returned home late at night, he noticed the door was not closed.
那时间已经很晚了。
It was very late.
他的老父亲还坐在沙发上。
He saw his father sitting on sofa.
他从那边走过去
He passed him by.
他还假装的抱怨一句
And he even made a comment.
怎么门都没关好
How come you don't even close the door?
就他父亲跟他讲
And his father told him.
他说从你离开之后这个门从来没有关过
He said my son the door has never been closed ever since you left.
这个父亲一直在这里等候
Because the father has always been waiting.
他盼望这个儿子能够回来
In the hope that one day the son will come home.
今天我们的父神他也一直在等候
The same way our Father God is waiting.
他不愿意我们失落
He doesn't want us to fall away.
他不愿意我们被辖制
He doesn't want us to be bonded.
他要我们享受他里面的自由
He wants to enjoy the freedom in him.
要我们享受他里面的丰富
To enjoy the abundance in him.
所以主在这里呼召我们回来吧
Therefore God is calling us, come home my child.
我们来读一下耶利米书
Let's read on Book of Jeremiah
第三章
Chapter 3
第十二节
Verse 12
请我们一起来读你去向北方宣告说耶和华说被盗的以色列啊回来吧我必不怒目看你们因为我是慈爱的我必不永远存怒这是耶和华说的十四节
Verse 14
耶和华说被盗的儿女啊回来吧因为我做你们的丈夫并且我必将你们从一城娶一人从一族娶两人带到锡安二十二节你们这被盗的儿女啊回来吧我要医治你们被盗的病看啊我们来到你这里因你是耶和华我们的神在这边我们看神不断的呼召他的百姓
Here in this passage we see how God keeps on calling his people
被盗的以色列啊回来吧
Oh return faithless Israel
我必不怒目看你
I will frown on you no longer
在这里我们认识到说神他对他的子民有完全的宽恕
Here you see a complete forgiveness from God
虽然以色列百姓因为他们拜偶像
Even though Israelites were worshipping idols,
因为他们离弃了耶和华神
they forsake God,
所以他们被掳了
therefore they were captivated.
但是今天神向他们的爱没有改变
However, the love of God toward them was not changed.
只是以永远的爱爱了他们
He loved them with eternal love.
神也以慈爱吸引他的百姓
And he desired to draw them close with his loving kindness.
他们被掳在神的眼中，神的心更是伤痛
His heart grieved when they were captivated.
虽然被掳好像是一个惩罚
Even though it seems like a punishment.
但是神在这里说
But God says,
被盗的以色列啊回来吧
Return faithless Israel.
我必不怒目看你
I will frown on you no longer.
弟兄姊妹无论我们遭遇什么样的情形
Therefore brothers and sisters doesn't matter what has happened to us
我们可以回到我们父的面前
We can always return to our father
他必不怒目看我们
He will frown on us no longer
因为他的儿子已经为我们付了一切的代价
Because his son had paid the price for our sin
我们永远可以坦然无惧地来到父宝座的面前
Therefore we can always return to the throne of Father God without fear
我们永远可以相信 父亲在这里，他要用那个衣袍来遮盖。
We can always believe that our Father God will cover us with the robe of righteousness.
他伸张慈爱的双手来欢迎。
And He will open wide His loving arms to welcome us.
今天我们蒙的是何等的福分
！What a blessing we have received.
任何时刻我们都可以回转。
Anytime, any moment, we can return.
我们都可以归回。
We can always return to God.
神在这里呼召被盗的儿女啊，回来吧
！Dear God says, return.Turn faithless Israel.
他绝对不用怒目来看我们。
I will frown on you no longer.
我们里面都说何等的安慰。
And our heart is therefore is greatly comforted.
爱既完全，就把惧怕出去。
Since the love is complete, it take away all the fear.
求主把我们里面任何的惧怕都除去。
We pray the Lord take away all the fear that's in our hearts.
知道我们可以回到我们父的面前。
And that we know for sure we can always return to the Father God.
十四节耶和华说被盗的儿女啊回来吧
In verse 40 it says Return faithless people
因为我做你们的丈夫
For I am your husband
一面讲到一个被盗
On one hand he called us being faithless
另外呢他做我们的丈夫
On the other hand he's telling us I will be your husband
哦，这个关系是一个最亲密的关系
Which is the most intimate relationship.
当我们讲到这么亲密的一个夫妻的关系，我们怎么能想到是一个被盗的这些情况呢？
It is so hard for us to comprehend. Since we have such an intimate relationship with God as husband and wife, how can, on the other hand, we can be faithless?
讲到神向我们的爱真的是这么的浩大。
It tells us the great love of God toward us.
虽然我们是被盗的
，even though we are faithless.
但是神他说他是我们的丈夫。
But God still regard us.His wife.
他完全接纳我们。
He will accept us unconditionally.
他向我们呼召回家吧，回来吧。
He still calls us home.
二十二节。
Verse 22 here.
你们这被盗的儿女啊。
Faithless people.
回来吧。
Return.
我要医治你们被盗的病。
I will cure you of backsliding.
神要医治我们一切被盗的病。
God wants to heal us of all the backsliding diseases.
神已经把他儿子的生命赐给我们。
Because he has given us the life of his own son.
这个生命是能够胜过仇敌的生命。
And that is the life that can overcome our enemies.
这个生命是掳掠仇敌能力的生命。
That is the life that we can captivate our enemies.
弟兄姊妹，我们都要知道，在我们里面的生命。
Therefore, brother and sister, we have to know the life that we have.
是不能被掳的生命。
From God is a life that cannot be captivated.
这是得胜的生命。
It's a victorious life.
是的，我们天然的人常常软弱。
Yes, in our natural life, we are weak.
我们天然的生命仍然是充满了败坏。
Filled with wickedness.
多少时候我们被掳
？Many times we are captured.
但是我们永远要记得。
But always remember this.
我们里面永远的生命是不能被仇敌掳掠的生命。
The eternal life we have from God is a life that can never be captivated.
也只有这个生命，它绝对是胜过仇敌的。
And only with this life we can overcome our enemies.
所以无论我们多软弱
，But it doesn't matter how weak we feel we are.
我们必须要相信。
We have to believe.
我们里面有一个生命。是永远的生命
That is an eternal life
胜过仇敌的生命
That can overcome my enemies
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
这个生命叫我们能从软弱失败中起来
And this is the life that caused me to rise up from my weakness and failure
这个生命叫我们从被掳的光景中能够归回
That can set me free from my captivated condition
神在这里呼召我们
And God is calling us
我们虽然曾经是被盗的儿女
Even though many times we were faithless people
但是神说他医治我们一切被盗的病
But God promised that he will cure us of our backsliding
哦，弟兄姊妹我们看见神这样的一次两次三次的呼召
Therefore brothers and sisters we see repeatedly God is calling us
好像他不再看见以色列百姓他们曾经犯这么大的罪
Therefore it's like in his eyes he do not see the great
people
come
to
him
这里是
However, those buildings could not satisfy the heart of God.
神呼召他们回来啊。
Therefore, God sent a calling, return.
你必须回到耶路撒冷。
Return to Jerusalem.
必须在这里建造他的殿。
You have to build my temple here.
必须在这里建造这个城墙。
You have to build up the wall again here.
所以神在这里不断地呼召他们。
Therefore, God sent a calling again after again.
回来吧。
Return.
要回来以后才开始这样伟大的一个建造的工程。
They have to first return in order to start the great work of building.
今天我们需要祷告。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to pray.
祷告我们个人从任何被掳的光景中，我们要回来。
Pray that individually we will return from any captivated condition.
什么时候世界在我们里面的分量大过神的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们很可能就被掳了。
If you check yourself, realize there are things in this world simply more important than things of God, then maybe you have fallen into a captivated condition.
什么时候一个属世的习惯好像叫我们没有办法控制我们自己，叫我们受辖制，我们在一个被掳的光景。
Anytime we realize we have this habit that we are have been bounded by the habit, then we may be captivated.
我们需要为我们个人祷告。
Therefore, we need to pray for ourselves individually.
我们需要彼此带到。
We also need to pray for one another.
每一个都要归回。
Because everyone needs to return.
整个教会也需要归回。
Entire church needs to return.
仇敌不能在我们身上有任何的权势。
Do not allow enemy to have any power on you.
保罗不单讲说凡事我都可行，但我总不受他的辖制。
And now Paul does not just say that I can do all things and I will not be bound by it.
他也讲到说凡事他都可行。
He also said I can do all things.
但是他说不一定都有建造。
However, not everything builds other people up.
意思就是说我们做任何事情为着建造神的家，神的教会。
Which means whatever I do it for the purpose of building up God's house and God's people.
要恢复。
That's what we call to restore.
要恢复真实的敬拜。
To restore the true worship.
要恢复真实的见证。
To restore the true testimony.
这是归回子民所要做的。
And that is the job, the mission of restored people.
很多时候一讲到归回的子民，圣经中有时候讲到渔民。
And many times Bible calls this group of people that return remnant.
他们的数字是小的。
They are not great in numbers.
他们所做的工好像也是小的。
And their work seems to be small too.
好像绝大部分这些被掳的人，他们仍然留在巴比伦。
And you saw those Jews being brought to Babylon remain. Most of them remain in Babylon.
在那里好像有非常丰富的土壤。
Because there were productive land in Babylon.
各样的资源也是很丰富。
And the resources were abundant as well in the foreign land.
但是弟兄姊妹，神眼中所看重的是这一班归回的子。
However, what God saw and loved was that small group of people that returned to Jerusalem.
这般归回的子民让神的心那么的欢喜。
They made God's heart happy.
今天神呼召我们。
Therefore, God calls us
做这个归回的子民。
To be one of the remnants.
一同做这个归回的见证。
To build up the testimony together.
我们最后来读一下诗篇126篇。
Lastly, let's read Psalms 126.
第一节到第四节。
Verses 1 to 4.
这是上行之诗。
And this is a song of ascent.
当耶和华将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人，我们满口喜笑，满舌欢呼的时候，外邦中就有人说，耶和华为他们行了大事，耶和华果然为我们行了大事，我们就欢喜。耶和华，求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像南地的河水复流。第四节我们再读一次。
Last verse again.
耶和华，求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像南地的河水复流。真的，我们满口喜笑，满舌欢呼。
Yes, our mouths were filled with laughter and our tongues with songs of joy.
当我们看见神在我们当中做了大事。
Because we saw what great things God has done among us.
这样的大事不是说一些外面的工作。
The great things are not talking about things outwardly.
神做的大事乃是说叫我们能够归回。
The great things that God has done upon us is that actually He enabled us to return.
他永远要得着的是真实的。
He always desired to return.See what is true.
他要借着审判把所有的虚假都除去。
And through his judgment, he will do away with all the fake things.
主耶稣来。
Jesus comes.
他说， 报告被掳的得释放。
He said, I'm here to proclaim the great tidings. Those who are captivated can be set free now.
叫那所有受压制的得着自由。
Those who are oppressed can have freedom now.
主在那里宣告他来的使命。
Jesus was proclaiming his mission.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主面前祷告。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to pray.
今天我们要看见有许多归回的子民。
That we will see many remnants.
叫我们一同来到锡安朝见我们的神
with whom we can come to worship our God of Zion together
一同有份于这个伟大的建造
with whom we can partake in the great work of God's building
愿早上我们听见主的呼召
may we all hear the calling of our God this morning
回家吧
return home
回家吧
come home
我们再来唱诗歌630首
I sing the song one more timeHymn 630.
我们真的从我们的心处深处来唱。
Let's sing the song from the depth of our heart.
主，我要回家。
Lord, I am coming home.
多少宝贵的岁月已经失去了
I have wasted many precious years
主我们说主我们要回家
Now Lord I am coming home
求主帮助我们赎回所有被蝗虫吞吃的年日
Oh my Lord help us redeem the years of wasted
我们再从第二节唱
I sing from verse 2 again
若你有感动你可以站起来
If you are moved feel free to stand up and sing it